Travel and Lifestyles Programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back to this portion of the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite around the world at TWC.ca. Joining us on the line now is Keegan Hall, Public Relations Manager for Sedona, Arizona, the Chamber of Commerce, the Convention and Visitors Bureau, all the great things to see out in Sedona. It's been many years since I've been there, but I've had many friends and colleagues travel there over the past couple of years, and a lot is going on. So welcome to Travel World, Keegan.
Thank you, Stephen. It's great to be on your show.
Well, glad you could join us. So for people who may have been there some years ago, like myself, what is new on the scene in Sedona?
There's several new things. A couple on the accommodations list. We have a brand new spa available at L'Auberge de Sedona. It's called L'Apothecary, and it's where visitors can actually go in and blend their own infused oils and salt and sugar scrubs for their treatment. So it's very personalized, and it's just a really beautiful location if you've ever been there before.
Oh, yeah, and what I love about the whole Sedona atmosphere, it's just the rocks, the formations, the sort of the scrub vegetation, and you just feel like, you know, it's a small-town atmosphere, but with all of these great resorts and great atmosphere, particularly people looking for spa treatments, it is a town with spas.
Yeah, it's definitely a relaxing place to be, a lot of meditation, rejuvenation and wellness with the spas. Yoga is really taken into effect in Sedona. People travel all over the world to feel the energy that Sedona radiates.
I think it was in Sedona that I first had a hot stone massage, and I also enjoyed sitting outside. Many of the hotels have outdoor whirlpools and hot tubs, and they're open till the wee hours of the morning, and there's something special about being there under the cloudless, clear Arizona sky at maybe 10, 11 o'clock at night, and the temperature may have dipped down a little, the desert climb, but you're nice and warm and toasty, and it's so quiet. That is peace
right.
And tranquility.
Right. It's at 4,500 feet, so we're up pretty high in the mountains, and, you know, we have four really mild seasons, so right about now, the temperatures are 60 degrees Fahrenheit during the day, and they get down to about 40 at night, so it's really pleasant and mild, and the stars are out every day of the year. It's just such an amazing, clear, starry night.
And, of course, you're not going to go hungry in Sedona. Some great food there, and they've even added onto that table of delicacies. Tell us a bit more about the dining that one can find in Sedona.
Sure. Since Sedona is becoming kind of this up-and-coming wine region, there's been a couple new wine bars that have opened up. One is Vino di Sedona, and they offer hundreds of different varietals of local wine and Arizona wine. So that's really nice. Also, Sedona is up and coming, the farm to table. So we have a new restaurant called Chocolate Tree Organic Oasis, and they have raw chocolate delicacies and raw food. It's just a really special place to clear out your mind and body and get rid of all those things that are weighing you down in life.
Oh, there's so many things getting us down in life, but you're certainly going to feel rejuvenated a full day. Like you, I remember one thing we went out in the countryside, like in a Jeep tour, and that was fascinating. That's something somebody has to do if they're going to Sedona. It was just the scrub pines and the rocks and the whole pink nature of the rocks in the light. It was just I loved it.
Yeah, there's hundreds of miles of trails in Sedona, from beginners with baby strollers to pretty advanced trails for mountain bikers, climbers, hikers, trail runners. We even have our own marathon coming up on January 31st, so something to look forward to.
There's a lot of events that bring people into Sedona. year-round, not just, for example, the meditation, but you can participate in an event and tour the rest of the time.
Definitely. We have about 30 signature events. So any weekend, pretty much throughout the year, you can find a really great event. Jazz festivals, music festivals, yoga festivals, a mountain biking festival coming up pretty soon. There's a lot of diverse things for any type of visitor willing to come to Sedona. There's something they'll find and they'll fall in love with year after year.
Now, if you're talking to one of your friends and they're saying it's their first time coming to Sedona, what are some of the things that you would say they have to partake in?
Well, there's a beautiful shopping district, and we have about 80 galleries and boutiques that are just filled to the brim with amazing Southwestern-inspired art or Native American art that's pretty heavy influence in Sedona. So I would advise them to go to our Gallery Row, which is about 2 miles of walkable, beautiful gallery shopping districts. And there's a First Friday gallery tour of every month, and there's free transportation and plenty of local wine to sip on while you're cruising around. I would also recommend just taking the trolley. The trolley goes all over Sedona. It explores several different points of interest to where most visitors want to go. One includes the Chapel of the Holy Cross, which is a beautifully designed, inspired by Frank Lloyd Wright, and it's built on top of a mountain, and it is just stunning to look at. You, and whether you're religious or spiritual or nothing, this is just, it's a spectacle to see, truly.
It's one of those things that stands out. Somebody comes there and doesn't really expect to see that. They expect maybe, they will think of the hotels, they think of the spas, and they think maybe a little bit of that spirituality or the food, but they would not necessarily think of that. Anything else that might be sort of totally off the beaten path that somebody might not expect to see or experience in Sedona?
I would definitely say that you'd have to go on a horseback ride. You know, you always hear about cowboys and Indians and all of that. It really does tie into Sedona. Sedona was once very heavily impacted by Hollywood film, and it was all done on horseback. So the whole entire area, which is surrounded by 1.8 million acres of protected national forest, you can go horseback riding on it, and there's several tour companies that'll take you out there. It is just such a great sight to be able to travel on these trails and relax on top of a horse and just really take it all in and take a lot of photos and just enjoy the moment.
One thing that I did, and this again was a few years ago, and hopefully it's still going on there was a very interesting scenic train ride about half an hour away from Sedona that featured some vintage 1950s locomotives.
Yes, that's the Verde Canyon Railway, and it's going strong as ever, especially in the springtime. They have a wine locomotive that they do, and they also have a music one. They have a chocolate lovers. They have lots of different themes throughout the year, and visitors are just amazed by all the wildlife you see on the train ride. It's about a four-hour round trip, and you can order wine and prickly pear margaritas or just a glass of juice and just enjoy this amazing scenery that's surrounded by Sedona.
Oh,
really beautiful.
I definitely would do that train trip again. Now, getting to Sedona, what would you recommend? Fly to Phoenix and drive, which we did, or fly to Flagstaff and drive? Or
yeah, if you're coming from Canada, the easiest way would be to fly into Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport, rent a car, and just drive up. It's a 1.5-hour, very scenic drive. You go through rolling hills of saguaro cactuses, up into, you see the beautiful rolling red rocks and giant monoliths that are glowing in the light of Sedona. So it's definitely a beautiful road to take, and it's just I-17, and you take the Sedona exit. It's very easy.
No, it was very, very easy directions. We've got like 1 minute while we wrap up here. How would you position like Sedona for the year 2015? How do you see the market looking, and what are some of the big things that people should plan on their schedule in addition to some of the festivals that we've mentioned?
Well, one of the biggest festivals that we have year-round is the International Film Festival. We always have really great Hollywood stars that come and premiere, and we have lots of events surrounding that. That's the end of February. Sedona, you know, it's really consistent. Our off-peak season, our winter and summer, but our seasons are so mild that people who do travel there, they get a lot better discount on hotels and meals and tours in the wintertime and the summertime.
And where can we get that information? What's your website?
Would all be on our website, which is visitsedona.com.
Visitsedona.com. Thank you so much, Keegan. Join me. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Travel World.